Definitely picking up more and more, and the key for me is just to continue to learn each and every day, and then to just, you know, take what I've learned the previous day and then kind of, you know, put it in the file cabinet and then, you know, pick up some more stuff the next day.
You feel like you had a pretty decent rapport with Matt even before you got here, and that's helped out with you guys kind of trying to develop that on the field?
Just talked to him a few times, haven't really spent any on the field time with him, but, you know, coming out here, he's been great, just trying to get me up to speed and, you know, just taking a lot of time to make sure that I'm ready to go.
If you guys had to play tomorrow, do you think you'd be ready to go?
I'll be ready to do what they ask me. You know, whatever they ask me to do, I'll be ready to go. So whatever it is, I think I'll be ready.
Obviously, the playbook is under lock and key. With your dad having been the receivers coach for so long, any conversations happen over the last few years where you kind of have a good sense of what they do here, what they're looking for here? Do you think you have an advantage in that way?
Not as much as you would think, but, just having conversations with him, like you said, and then spending a little time with Coach Cutter last year in Jacksonville, hearing some of these terms and hearing some of these things which are familiar, it just, it's just a matter of just hearing them call to kind of get those plays going in my head.
Now that you've been here all the week and you kind of see what this team is about, what skills do you think that you bring and what need do you think you fill?
I think that, you know, I'm pretty versatile. I think I can, you know, pretty much, fill whatever they need me to. And I think that, my role here, whatever it may be, it might be a wide variety of things, and I'm up to the challenge. So I'm just excited about having this opportunity and excited about being out here.